Session number 12248, Mr. J. Forster, Reel 16.
Mr. J. Forster, Reel 16. After the Villers-Bocage battle, what happened after that, Mr. Forster?
Well, they had skirmishes here and there, but we kept pushing on quietly. And then came the Folly Gap after that. Was it Folly Gap? Yeah. The Folly Gap after that. Well, that's where he was trying to make his escape from there, from Caen and from the Calais area. So this gap, well, the guns, the big guns, got onto him at this gap, and American long toms and British big guns firing from away back, and then smaller guns firing. And it was proper carnage at this Folly Gap. I mean, after the shelling was over and we followed through, you've never seen anything like it for carnage. I mean, he had a lot of horse transport at that time, and the horses were lying up in the backs and blown up, and oh, what a mess. And transport littered the road. The big guns had done terrible damage. Anyway, it was some forward regiments that got there before us. They had captured a good few prisoners there, and mopped up, which left us full speed ahead then for the Paris. Well, we thought we were going to Paris, but we weren't given that option. They changed it. They were going to give it to the liberation of Paris to the French Foreign Free French Division, and they liberated Paris, which we could have done 2 or 3 days before they did, because we were nearer. But a political affair, and they turned us off, and we went over to the Seine, heading for Brussels. And we crossed the Seine at Versailles, I think it was. Crossed the Seine there and headed off towards Brussels.
As you were going through the countryside and relieving villages and towns and so on, what were the civilian population, how were they receiving you?
Oh, they were. Sometimes they in an exuberance, they could be a nuisance, which as we come to further ahead, well, they could be a nuisance sometime.
Did you
then we were glad for them, and we didn't mind them doing this, but it's just that they could be a nuisance at time, because Germans wasn't very far away, and they could have turned round on us, you know.
Did you come across any resistance people?
Oh, yes.
Were they helpful?
Yeah, they resistance would come out. They used to put an armband on when they come out, let them know resistance. And you could soon tell who was resistance and who was collaborators when you got by, because there were occasions when they used to grab a woman, maybe, would have been, or a girl would have been collaborating with the Nazis, or this, and they used to sit her in the middle of the square on a chair. Then cut all her hair off and shave all her hair off. And all the ones clapping and such like, you know, because she had been a collaborator. Well, many a time the English lads didn't like that, you know. Well, they didn't like the idea of her sitting there and having all her hair cut off. and that. But yet we had strict orders not to intervene. Not intervene. It was their business, was that. Not intervene. Well, then, when you read some of the stories of over, you know, she might have given Germans information what killed, something like that. But at the moment, we didn't like that idea. See them getting a haircut off.
Did you have any instances where the French resistance wanted to join with you and work with you?
The resistance, we got a lot of help as we were getting near the towns and cities. You see, they would come in and tell you exactly where the Germans were, where they'd last seen them and such like, you know. There might be a fella coming walking down, cycling down the road, you know, and a doctor or something, out on his bike maybe, but it wasn't he. As soon as he got out of sight, you know, off would come his hat and such like, and armband on, and then he'd go in to the intelligence and tell them everything. Yeah. They had to keep themselves. But women, and as I say, we went forward, across the Seine at Versailles, then we went off to Brussels. And I would have either Brussels or Louvain first. Brussels, I think it was. And we went into Brussels with the Irish guards in their tanks. And the Germans are just pulling out of Brussels, pulling out as we entered this end. And as we were going through the